Hey everybody, this is Dan Jarms, and this is the podcast One Simple Truth, where we take one issue of the day and we apply God's all-sufficient word to it and help it guide and shape our thinking. Today's topic is the use of force, or the excessive use of force, and I'm doing this in part because of the faithful men and women of Faith Bible Church who serve in law enforcement and seek to uphold the public good, and in part so that we can rightly think about what we would want to say in public discourse and dialogue about the proper use of force. Let me start with Romans 13:1. Before I do that, let's grab that cup of coffee. Today's coffee mug is the Storyville Coffee Roasters mug, the brown with the boy playing with an airplane on it. Storyville from Seattle. The brew in the cup is Vessel. Vessel's Colombian and delightful light roast. So, you got your coffee? Okay, let's talk about Romans 13 and the topic of God-given authority and the use of force. Romans 13:1 says, let every person be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. God has established two means for justice. One is proper use of law enforcement and courts. He has appointed that. The governing authorities have the right to uphold the public good and so that men could flourish, and to protect them against lawless people who do not regard a person's property or life as important, and so they exploit, take advantage of it. So law enforcement has to bear the sword, and that sword would apply to two things. One is the use of force to keep the peace or to regain the peace, and the use of execution as someone who may have murdered another. So there are two parts to that. That's another story. But use of force. So the proper use of force is to protect and help citizens to flourish. And if people use force, then law enforcement has to use greater force against criminal force, and that is the right and good. What is being protested is the wrongful use of force or the excessive use of force, and I think by all accounts, those who've watched the videos of George Floyd would call that excessive use of force. One of the important things, this is a policy question, and it's a policy issue about excessive use of force or use of force. Law enforcement departments are give their people extensive training about how to match people's aggression with the appropriate use of force. What appeared to happen on the video with George Floyd was excessive use of force with no one intervening to stop that. And of course, that city has to ask, did the person disregard his training, or was it part of the training? And the public outcry is causing police departments to be accountable. They do, by God's will, they do need to use force at times, but is it excessive? The second issue might come when you look at tear gas or pepper spray put on protesters. Are they peaceful protesters or are they not peaceful protesters? And there again would be law enforcement training on the riot police, so to speak, on when to escalate, standing one's ground to starting to use force. And there would be a series of protocols that there would have been training. Is it excessive? That's a matter of public discourse to ask if that's excessive or not. And the public needs to do its due diligence in understanding what is necessary to keep the peace by that. And law enforcement, because they are servant of the people, needs to remain accountable to the people. So, does the Bible allow for force? Does it allow for deadly force in certain circumstances? It certainly does. And that is for our good. When it's excessive, those very same people should be held accountable for it. And before we go, we should also talk about citizens' use of force. So in Luke Jesus gives a specific occasion in which he tells his disciples, it's now finally okay for you, it is now okay for you to take to take a sword and to take a money bag and to protect yourself. And Jesus, on his way to the cross, looks to his disciples and he said to them, well, but now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack, and let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that the scripture must be fulfilled in me. So Jesus was going to be crucified. Dark times were going to come, and there would be a time for a need for public or for private and personal protection. And when Peter brings a sword, Jesus says to him that one is enough. You only need enough for personal protection. The excessive use of force appears to be the case with the Ahmed Arbery case, where citizens wanted to make a citizen arrest, seeing a black man running through a neighborhood or jogging through a neighborhood, and nothing in his hands to show that he had stolen anything, nothing in the way that he was running that seemed to look like he had just been sprinting from a crime scene. But even if he had, does stopping him with a shotgun and forcing him to stop, is that a proper use of force? I think the juries and judge will have to investigate the situation, but by all video accounts, there seems to be no justification. Can private citizens use force? Even Jesus gives a reason for personal defense, but is this excessive use of force? On the video, it sure seems to be. And this is what we have to keep in our mind. Does the Bible give a justification for use of force? Yes. Is there accountability for excessive use of force? Absolutely. People taking law into their own hands, not as ministers of justice, but as vigilantes, would be a sin, so to speak. So here is the podcast. One of the things that you should know as we think about this is there good news in the middle of this. Jesus was killed at the hand of lawless men. Those lawless men were the law enforcement of the day, the Roman guards. They were set in motion by the Jewish leaders, the Jewish government, and it was approved by the Roman government, who oversaw all of it. Did the Jewish Sanhedrin and did the local law enforcement all use excessive force? Yes. And what for? So that we could find our forgiveness in the person of Jesus Christ. Anytime you see someone who uses excessive force, you can identify with their guilt, because Jesus had excessive force used against him in his murder so that he could pay for our sins. And this is a important part of preaching the gospel in a lawless world, to say that there is forgiveness in a Savior. So this is the podcast, One Simple Truth. If these podcasts are helpful, you can subscribe to them on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, or on Spotify.